Here we are. Friday. So, first of all, I'm going to be on a plane today, which is weird.
I'm a little worried for you because I'm not going to be there with you.
I'll be okay.
I have this whole scenario in my head that I like run after you as the plane takes off and I like go up to the glass.
You're crazy. You are insane. You're a crazy person.
I just think it'll be a romantic moment. And then you get the pilot to stop the plane and we come out on the tarmac and it's like sort of like the bodyguard. We run into each other's arms. I want to run to you. And then we embrace and then you're like, see you Monday. Sort of like that. Is that what you're thinking?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I was thinking, where can I get vodka?
Okay.
I was thinking of the same exact scene, except you're a Bloody Mary. And I'm running towards it.
Way better.
Until I wrap it in my arms and suck it back and ask for round two.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It's on a plane, it's very acceptable to have a drink at 10 in the morning. You know?
I mean, isn't that acceptable across the board?
No.
Okay.
So, well, when you get up at 3 in the morning, you know, why not?
Well, that's the thing.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be weird. I'm flying today. Tim's daughter has a cheer competition. It's just so weird. Mm-hmm. So, listen, Monday, we decided, because I'm going to be back at a time that it just doesn't make sense for us to do the show, but we didn't want to skip a day. I knew I'd feel withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't go a whole day without seeing Kelly after I'm gone for the weekend.
I know.
So I thought, you know what? We'll do the show. We're going to trade with DJ. And he agreed to get up early. So he's going to do his show in the morning on Monday. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do our show in his slot from 3 to 7.
Yeah, weird.
It's going to be weird doing the whole show like this in broad daylight.
I don't know. I'm a little worried. So I can't stop thinking about it. Well, a couple things. First of all, I feel like...
This should not be something that is added to your stress plate.
It already is. I have a whole list of things for Monday that I have to, like, redo. Like,
oh, timing-wise.
Redo timing-wise, and then my son, Wyatt's going to be here. What is he going to say?
Right.
And then, like, am I still funny from 3 to 7? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going through my head.
You're
going
to be fine.
Am I still going to be funny?
Yes.
You know... And it's like that movie where you trade places, where it's always like, it's like big.
Freaky Friday or something.
Freaky Friday! Jamie Lee Curtis! I love you. I've been trying to think of that movie for like 3 days. I'm like, switching places. Yes.
Freaky Friday. Yeah.
Jamie Lee and what's her face?
Wasn't it Lindsay Lohan?
Yes. I was going to say Thunder. Boop. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I can't believe I want to admit this. I've never seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off in full. I've never seen the entire movie.
What?
But I know Freaky Friday.
Oh, who doesn't?
Okay, there's my Cinemagic
IQ
right there. You're going to be fine. It'll be fun. It'll be kind of nice to roll in here. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll have a Bloody Mary before the show. I mean,
I know.
You know, why not?
My Monday is I already have I'm going to wake up when I want. I'm going to homeschool Wyatt, get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work out before. Maybe I will have a Bloody Mary. I kind of feel like we have a long weekend now.
Right. It is. We get to sleep in on Monday.
It's weird.
Well, I don't because I'm flying back early in the morning. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I had to change the time of the show. So that'll be on Monday. Don't worry. The Pay It Forward thing will all happen at the same time. That's 7:10 today, 7:10 Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and even Thursday and Friday.
Oh, Deej.
Okay. Go to coast931.com to register someone to Pay It Forward. Kelly's obsessed with her trainer.
I know. I didn't think I was until Tim said something. And then I was like, oh.
I didn't want to pass a judgment on it, but it's a little, I mean, it's a little much.
Single white female. Well, you know.
Yes.
I think this is a thing. I was thinking about it. So literally.
This is Peloton, right?
It's Peloton. And I have a group of people now that we.
Let me just clarify. He's gay.
So.
Right.
I still have a chance.
That's true.
So
you're
going
to chase me to the airport.
Yeah. So are you and Tim, but I still feel like we're in a throuple.
Yeah.
Now we're in a quadruple with Cody, and he has a boyfriend who's very cute.
Of course.
I follow him.
You follow him? You follow the boyfriend?
Well, I didn't want to be too crazy. I don't really want to know the boyfriend.
Does the boyfriend have a lot of followers?
I don't care about him.
But you follow him?
No, I follow Cody.
Oh.
And they went to upstate New York and did this country weekend away. And I was like, oh my God, you should come to Maine and come on the show.
Did you message him?
I didn't, but I tagged him in. Hey, you should come on the show.
You tagged him?
I didn't say Coast 93.1.
Wait, you invited him on the show?
I was even going to use the gay card.
Okay, this is my show.
I know.
We don't just randomly book guests because you have a crush on them.
I know, but I was going to try.
Otherwise, we'd have Channing Tatum on every day from 5 to 7.
Oh my God. I was going to say, you know, and the host of the show, he's gay and super cute. I was going to use that, but then I was like, don't use the gay card.
Oh, God.
And then I was like, I'm using the gay card. I'm using it.
Messaged him and tried to get him on the show by dangling me as, like, what, bait?
Not yet, because I didn't want to make you so frivolous like bait. You're more than that. But I have thought about being like, ooh, maybe if he goes to the show, he'll see that it's you, and then maybe he'll see a picture of you and Tim, and then he'll put two and two together.
And then he'll come on the show to talk about what?
Peloton.
Oh,
yep. Listen, I think we all have a thing with trainers. We want, like, I still remember.
Oh, I totally have a crush on my trainer.
Of course. I had a crush on all my trainers at Orange Theory when I went there. Like,
that's part of the motivation.
Yes. And you want to impress them. You want them to make them proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
If I would see them in a restaurant, I'm always like, can I have a salad with no dressing?
Right. I'll have one leaf and water.
I know. And then when they order, like, cornbread, I'm like, oh, pfft. Okay, finally.
But what is that, by the way? The trainers, although I will say Silas, my trainer, he does eat pretty well. But then on the weekends, he's not super strict.
No, they get down with the get down. Yeah.
But he's also like 24.
And they're also,
which helps, you know,
ripped and pure muscle that, you know, also they're going to wake up when they're hungover and run a marathon and be like, oh, okay. But I think we all have this obsession with our trainers. At least I do. And now mine is virtual.
There's a difference between a crush and an obsession, I think.
I only take his classes, and I get super sad when he doesn't have a new class because I've pretty much taken all of his.
Oh my God.
Ugh, who am I going to take? Ugh.
Taken all of his classes on there already?
Yeah. Yep. He had COVID, and I was going to send him something.
Oh, my God.
He seems so nice and fun.
He doesn't know who you are.
I know.
I mean, sorry, that was kind of mean, but
no, he doesn't.
He doesn't know who you are.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
He has no
idea.
Well,
it's good you can acknowledge that.
I know. I'm in love with my virtual trainer.
Do you wake up in the morning and think, oh, damn, Cody's not here?
I wake up in the morning, I check my Peloton app to see if he has any new classes.
So you look at him before you even look at Jay?
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Well, he's cute.
Very cute. And he wears tight shorts. And at a certain angle, all I'm saying is things are good in all the right places.
Have you had a dream about your trainer, Cody, yet?
Not a naughty dream, but just like we run into each other in New York.
You really had a dream about him?
Well, I kind of want to run into him in New York.
Oh, my God.
And then he's going to be like.
You really had a dream about him?
Well, sort of a daydream.
Oh, okay.
Like. I want him more so be his friend. And then I want him to be like, oh my God, you're so fun. And I'm going to be like, oh my God, don't look at my Peloton history to see how many of your classes I've taken. And then I want to be like, I want to throw out the gay card. I know. I really want to use it. I've never been able to use
the gay card. Okay, the gay card is not like a trump card that you just throw out to use.
I know. I wish I had a gay card.
You can only use the gay card if you are a gay.
Well, I'm on the outskirts.
That's like you trying to play the black card. Guess what? You can't do that.
I know. But that's also, oh, man. I mean, that skin tone. Look at how pasty white I am.
Oh, my God.
I've always thought to myself, ugh, beautiful.
You going to try that with Cody, too?
I would if I could, but I can't. I mean, if I had that skin tone, I just feel like things would be better.
This is, okay.
Well, we all know that answer.
Well, you know, that's not the case. Yeah.
That's not the case.
Here's Kelly's dream. I want to ride my bicycle.
God. We're riding through New York.
Kelly's sitting on his handlebars.
Oh my God! That's great!
It's like Rainbow Streamers.